Welcome to Shomach Shov on the Daf. She responds to Luinish Basam Yakushom Le'abas Yitzchok. We're holding Bometzio Daf Samechtes. The Gemara in Udbei says, the Rava said, Shore Le'inish Le'mimri Le'chavrei. A person can tell his friend, Hein Lech Dal Zuzi, here's for Zuz, Vo'i Svei Le'palnyo Zuzi, and lend money to somebody else. Why? Ki Lo'osre Toire Le'ribis Haba Miloi Ve'lemalvi. Ribbis is only when the borrower gives the lender. But if somebody else is giving the lender in order for the lender to give the loan, that's not going to be a problem of ribbis. In the Torah Tmimo and Parshas Behari explained, what's the reason? As we start the parak, the Mishnah, the Gemara told us, there is neshech v'tarbis. The problem of ribbis is that there is neshech, you're taking away from the borrower, and tarbis is that you're adding money to the lender. But in this case, the lender gets more money, but the borrower is not losing money. So therefore, there's no problem with ribbis, and that's why we hold it's okay. Now, there is a shita in the Rishonim. It's a shita which the Mordechai brings in the name of Rashi, and the Ramah brings in Shulchan Aruch Yerodeh Simon Kuf Samech. And this shita says a tremendous chiddush that included in this rule that we learned in our Gemara, that ribbis is only coming from Loi V'Lamalvei, is that if there is a shliach, if there is a somebody in between, the lender doesn't give directly the loan to the borrower. The lender gives the loan to a third party who gives it to the borrower. And the borrower pays interest to the third party and not directly to the lender. If there's someone in between, so then there's no problem of ribbis. And the B'shayse brings this shita and says that's not the pshat, we don't see this in our Gemara. And what's the idea behind this? Where we find such a thing? And therefore he disagrees with this shito, doesn't bring in la'aloch. But the Ramah brings this shito, and he says, and there in Shulchan Aruch Yerodeh Simon Kuf Samech, yesh oimim, some say, the mutar le'yisrael lo'ime le'chaveiro Yisrael, lech ve'alveli mo'is miploini Yisrael beribis. So meaning the borrower tells the shliach, the someone in between, please get me money from a third party beribis. Umotar latet achakach ribis la shaliach and pay the ribis to the middle party la'avi'oloi to la'asrat toira le'ribis habo miad loy v'lamalvi. Ribis only if it goes directly from the borrower to the lender, and if there's a shliach, is no problem. And the Ramah concludes and says ve'ein le'farsem adover b'fei amoritz. Don't let amoritz know that because they think they do ribis the whole time. Ve'chen ikar, and the Ramah adds, some people don't like this heter. And they say it's asur. You could rely on the esatzorich. As mentioned, the Bishayisiv completely disagrees with that. And the Torah Tumimo, the same Torah Tumimo that we mentioned, brings this shita. It says, where do we have a source to the shita? What's the reasoning for this shita? Because our Gemara only speaks about that there is a third party who convinces the lender to give the loan to the borrower, but not that there's actually interest being paid by the borrower through a third party. Rabbi Reuven Margolius, he wrote a few pieces that had to do with the establishment of law in Eretz Yisrael, how to follow halacha in Eretz Yisrael when you have a medina, when you have a country. And one of these ma'amorim, one of these pieces, it's called Mishpate Ger Toishov, speaking about the goyim living in Eretz Yisrael. And there in footnote Yud, he goes on in length and says, he speaks about the fact, we're going to learn Be'ez Hashem in the next daf, that really giving a loan with ribbis to even to a goy is not something which is proper to do. And he brings the name of the Barbanel that really should give ribbis only to a goy from Shiva Umois, not to a regular goy. Better not to give ribbis to a goy. So goes on the Reuven and Margolius to explain, but what do you mean? It says in the Torah clearly, as the Gemara is going to mention in the next daf, Lenochri Tashich, you can give a loan with interest to a goy. So how can you tell me that giving the loan to a goy is not the proper thing to do if there is interest? So says Reuven and Margolius, I'll tell you what it means. Lenochri Tashich doesn't mean to give to a goy. So Reuven and Margolius brings that throughout the Torah, when the Torah wants to speak about someone who's not a Jew, the Lashon of the Torah uses is not Nochri, but Ben Nechar. Like the Lashon of the Pasuk, Umiknas Kesef Mikol Ben Nechar. Or by Koran Pesach it says, Kol Ben Nechar Lo Yuchal Boy. But the word Nochri doesn't mean a goy. The Nochri means a stranger. It brings a few rights to that. It says, by Rochel and Leah, they told Yaakov Avinu, Haloi nechriyos nechshav nuloi. We're considered to be strangers to him. Le'am nochri lo yimshol mochro. Regarding Amar Ivriyo, it means don't sell to another Jew. Just a stranger. So says Rabbi Reuven Margolios, so what does the Torah mean when it says, le'nochri tashich? He could give ribbis to a stranger. He says, the pshat is, based on what these Rishonim are saying, very gishmak, you are allowed to give ribbis to a stranger. What does it mean, a stranger? If the lender is not giving directly to the borrower, there's no contact between the lender and the borrower. The borrower is considered to be a stranger. There's a third party in between. So then there's no problem of ribbis. That is the source that you can give ribbis to a shliach. Because it says, you're allowed to give ribbis to someone who's a stranger, which you don't know him personally, when there's no direct contact between the lender and the borrower. And then Echiname, Torah doesn't mean a goy kipshutoi, it means a stranger, and therefore to a goy you should not give to ribbis. That's what Reuven Margolios wants to say. And this may connect a little bit to the Maharal that we mentioned before, and maybe we'll get back to, that the whole idea of ribbis is to create achdus and unity between Am Yisrael. When a borrower comes to a lender and says, please help me out, and the lender goes and takes interest, that brings a separation between them. But if the borrower and the lender never meet each other, there's somebody in between them. So then that maybe is not a lack of achdus as much based on what Reuven Margolios is saying. And this may be the pshat and the ramah, the source of these rishonim, that if you have a shliach in between, why you could give a loan with interest. Dvarim mechudashim that need more iyun. Anyone who wants to join the Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.